dwells within us and understands us and understands your will. And we'll communicate with you sometimes with groanings too deep for words. And so we lift up the Walter Jones family to you. We, as they go through this time of grief with questions and with struggles, that you would, we would love answers, but not always do they come, that you would provide comfort. Father, we just ask that you would be an ever-present help, as you have promised, as Hebrews tells us that we can approach your throne of grace with confidence and mercy to find help in our time of need. Also, we lift up Bonnie to you, grateful for the hope that we have in Christ, that we know that Ed is in your presence, that he is fully healed. The struggles of the last several years have been wiped away, and that he has been made new. Father, we do pray for Bonnie that you would bring comfort to her and that you would bring a sign of your presence each day. Thank you that that is evident to all of us as we look out at creation, as we think about how your word guides us and interacts with us. And so, Father, we lift up the congregation to you. We thank you for the ministries you've entrusted to us. We think of this Labor Day weekend. We pray for safety and all those that are traveling, the activities of this time of year, not only with the state fair, but with other activities and as well as with school. We pray for our students that both here in our community, our college students that have gone back to school, that you would give them insight into the material. We pray for the staff and faculty that you would not only help them be proficient in what they teach, but also in seeing how you use them to impact their students' lives. Father, we lift up Club Rock to you as it in the beginning stages of planning and getting ready for our October 1st start. We just ask that you would be raising up volunteers and staff, but also be working in the hearts of the students in our community. Pray for our youth group. Thank you for Pastor Abe and Diana, and we pray for them as they've been away for a couple of days. May they find rest and renewal and safety in their travels as they connect with the youth group down in Sioux Falls today. Father, we're grateful for the missionaries that you've allowed us to come alongside of. We lift up the Mannas to you for their travels as they interact with the Youth for Christ staff around the world and as they coach and teach and mentor those staff members. Give them wisdom and insight and safety in their travels. We also understand as they have spent so many years in Ukraine, we continue to lift up the conflict and war in Ukraine, that you would bring an end to hostilities, that the stiff-necked leaders would have their hearts softened, that is only you can, that as we're told in your word, that you as the king can take the hearts of kings and bend them to your will. And so, Father, that is what we ask. We ask for peace for Ukraine. We pray for peace in the Middle East. For your church that's around the world, we ask that you would watch over the persecuted side of the church, that as they suffer, we also join with them in suffering. Father, we pray that you would bring about an end to those persecutions as well. Father, we pray for our world. We thank you for the country that we live in. We just ask that you would guide our leaders, that you would give them wisdom that only you can. And for the offering we're about to receive from your people, we just ask that you would use it for your honor and glory, both here in our community and around the world. In Jesus' name, amen. You may remain seated for this song, and thank you, Janelle. We're going to sing together number 59, I Sing the Mighty Power of God, and then after that, number 4, and that's when I'll ask you to stand. So if you take your hymn books or look up on the screen, we're going to sing together number 59, I Sing the Mighty Power of God. I sing the mighty power of God that made the mountains rise, that spread the flowing seas abroad and built the lofty skies. I sing the wisdom that ordained the sun to rule the day. The moon shines full at his command, and all the stars obey. I sing the goodness of the Lord that filled the earth with food. He formed the creatures with his word and then pronounced them good. Lord, how thy wonders are displayed where I turn my eye. If I survey the ground I tread or gaze upon the sky, there's not a plant or flower below but makes thy glories known. And clouds arise and tempests blow by order from the throne. With all that borrows life from thee is ever in thy care. And everywhere that man can be, thou God art present there. Now if you'll stand with me and turn to number 4, or look up on the screen, I'll try to keep up with the song. How Great Thou Art, number 4.
How great thou art. not sparing. Send him to die, I scarce can take it in. That on the cross, my burden gladly bearing, he bled and my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great. Shout of acclamation and take me home. What joy shall fill my heart? Then I shall bow in humble adoration and there proclaim my God. Sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art.